Good evening. We're reconvening for our annual joint meetings with the citizen boards, the commissions, and the authorities. So tonight we have with us the Board of Community Assistance, and I will turn the floor right over to them. So please introduce yourself and then go on.
Great. Brett Montique, Board of Community Assistance Chairperson.
Jerry Vitimo, Staff Liaison, BCA.
So we saw you guys, I think, a couple weeks ago, and we will see you in a couple weeks to announce our deliberations at that point. We just finished last night with all of the deliberations. So we have picked all of our award recommendations, both for organizations and sports, and then as well as scholarships. Couple of interesting numbers. Last year, we had approximately $213,000 that were able for available for distribution. This year, we had $284,000 available for distribution, so a rather sizable increase. Part of that was due to increased funding from the casino, but also from grants that we had given to nonprofits that were clawed back at that point. So there were a couple award winners last year that were unable to fulfill their grants, and as part of the BCA bylaws, they're required to return those funds. And we are appreciative of the fact that they did return those funds this year. We are going to recommend when we see all, I believe it's in 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
May 14th.
There we go. May 14th. Total amount recommended to give out of $247,391.63. That is going to leave a rather sizable amount left of $37,307.17. We did that for a couple reasons. We don't expect to have as much money next year as we had this year, so we wanted to buffer out the amount that we're able to give. We also, quite frankly, gave what we thought the grants were warranted at that point, and it ended up working out fairly well in the end. One note on the amount of money that'll be available for next year. Next year will be our final repayment back to Valley Forge Casino and Resort. For those of us who may or may not remember the glorious year of 2020, Valley Forge Casino and Resort forwarded us or advanced us $100,000 extra in that year. There was a particular need for community service and funds that year, and we've been paying back that $100,000 advance, $20,000 a year for the last 4 years, and next year will be our fifth year and final year paying that back, which is great. Again, we appreciate the partnership with Valley Forge Casino and Resort. They're a wonderful partner, and we're happy to do it with them. A couple of quick numbers. We received 53 applications for organizations. We're going to recommend 44 of those be awarded. We received five applications for sports. This will be a little bit of a cat out of the bag, but all five sports will be recommended to get some form of their payment. And then there were 24 scholarships that were received. We are funding 21 of those scholarships at that point. So again, pretty high number of people expecting to get money. The other nice thing is all the numbers are up from last year. Again, we had $213,000 last year to distribute. We distributed just under $212,000. This year, we're distributing $247,000. And what I'm most interested in is that we've actually increased the amount of money going to scholarships. Maybe that's because I have a first-year student at the University of Virginia and love paying that tuition every time it comes out at that point. But we went from $68,000 last year to $70,500 this year. And I can say that the scholarships this year, there's some really good scholarships that are coming out. I will save what they are because I don't want to spoil that for the kids. But there will be a lot of programming at the library. There will be a lot of programming throughout the township. And I hope that we can advertise that because there's a lot of really, really cool stuff that will be going on.
That's wonderful.
That is the BCA overview in a nutshell. Is there any questions that I can answer for everyone?
For the $100,000 advance that's being paid back, over the 4 years, will that mean that we will have an additional 25,000 then thrown into the pool?
So it's a 100,000 over 5 years.
Oh, 5 years. Oh, so 20,000.
It's okay.
20,000.
So 20,000. And the way it's been working is the Valley Forge Casino and Resort has been paying us their full allotment as per the agreement. And then we've been sending back 20,000 for the last 4 years. Again, next year will be the fifth and final year of that. So starting in 2028, we'll no longer have to refund that payment.
And the reason for that loan basically was because of COVID, wasn't
it?
Yeah,
we gave a lot of money to the community cover. We gave a lot of money to, and that's just the first one that pops into to mind at that point. But there were a lot of nonprofits that were trying to feed and clothe and shelter people. Also, if my memory serves me, there were some township things that needed all of the PPE supplies and all that good stuff. And we were blessed that we were able to help provide and defer some of that cost.
More cleaning, more
all
hand
of
lotion.
Yes.
Hand cleaners all over the place.
Yes.
We didn't used to have those.
Correct.
Yeah.
How did
we
live?
I have one question. When you mentioned that we had to claw back from a couple of places who didn't follow through with what they were going to be doing, is that the first time we've ever done that, or have we done that before in other years? Has that happened?
We've done it before. We have done a much better job of the reporting and making sure that organizations and students, for that matter, tell us what they've done.
Right.
And then if they have not upheld their half of the bargain, we've requested the funds back. There have been some organizations in the past that maybe made a one-year program into 3 or 4 or 5 years to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
And really over the last 2 years, we've decided it is very clear in the rules that it is supposed to be done by December 1st. So an example is actually an organization near and dear to my heart. Scouting America received a grant to take elementary school kids out to one of their camps and do some programming and that stuff. There was a change in leadership at the elementary school. They couldn't get it on the schedule. It didn't happen. So they cut a check back to the township as they're required to do.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Yep.
And they could reapply for that same opportunity?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
And on that note, what I would say is anyone who doesn't get a grant can always reapply. I recommend students, if they are a junior and didn't get a grant, reapply at that point. It's also a good point to mention that we have drop-in hours for nonprofits where they can come and talk through their grant. Typically, those organizations tend to be a little bit more successful because we've already told them what may or may not be defective with their applications. And then the students have an ability to submit their application ahead of time and get a full review of what could be improved upon the application. I can tell you that any application that was declined since we've started this program has not gone through the review process.
Interesting.
So my advice to the kids, and when I go to the high school and talk to them, is submit it ahead of time. It's kind of like you can go to Mrs. Derlin's English class, hand in your paper, get a C-, and then she tells you what to do, and you can hand it back in and get an A. Like, who wouldn't do that, right? We need more kids to take us up on that. There'd be more successful applications if the kids would do that. My other point, for all the high school kids that are watching this live right now, because of course they are, please type your applications. The penmanship is apparently not being taught in our schools. So please type your applications. And in fairness, that's not just the students. There are a couple nonprofits that also should type their applications.
I feel your pain. I sit on two scholarship boards in Pennsylvania, and both of them, we have the challenge of students who submit their applications and they don't submit full applications because a paper has to be written with each one.
Right.
It's amazing how many don't comply with that. And it's amazing how many don't follow up and send their grades in.
Correct.
In our case, you have to submit your grades to get your money. But it's just amazing how many people don't follow through.
Just read the instructions.
Yeah.
simple as that.
Thanks, Roy. I know that that's a lot of work to review all of those, and kudos to you, to your team for taking the time and effort out of your day to do that.
Well, we look forward to seeing you guys on May 14th and recommending, and then going from there.
And when is the celebration night?
I was about to say June.
June 3.
June 3rd.
Okay.
Is the casino renovations done for the area?
It looks like it. There's new carpet. There's a new mezzanine level of the venue. All of it looks lovely. Was in it yesterday, and they've done a wonderful job, so.
We were there.
Yeah, Tina and I had the opportunity to tour the casino not long ago, and they were working diligently.
Yes, yes. So good that they have it done. They saw some time also.
Thank you for all the time you put in that. Greg tells us, too, from time to time, how many applications you have and how diligent you are going through every single one. So it's a lot of work. Thank you.
I'm very open to having conversations to guide the applicants with the process. So
we try. That,
yeah, yeah. That's much appreciated. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for the presentation. We're looking forward to seeing you in a few weeks. And excited to hear about the applicants and what they are and what the scholarship children. Well, we'll hear that probably at the awards banquet, not so much the.
Correct. Yep. Yeah. Well, I'll explain about the awards banquet.
Okay. Okay. Great. Well, thank you so much
for
the report.
You.